And good morning. You're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition, approaching 7:20 on this Wednesday morning. Sometimes stories we share seem random, with no connection to another. In 9 days, the International AIDS Conference will be held in Washington, D.C. But this week, for whatever reason, there is a convergence of stories about AIDS. Taken together, it's a status report since the disease gained wide recognition in the 1980s after the deaths of schoolboy Ryan White and actor Rock Hudson. Maybe you watched the Frontline documentary last night on AIDS in Black America.
How could you love me and keep such a secret from me? This is not love.
Or maybe you heard NPR's report on the new AIDS manuals designed to help clergy educate black parishioners.
I think that we can reach more people because they'll feel at ease more so than, you know, talking with ministers maybe. And just getting the information from, you know, someone like the ministers or either the healthcare field that's in the within the ministry.
And then we heard the local impact of AIDS on our talk show, Boston Public Radio.
If you look across Massachusetts, only 6% of the population here in Massachusetts is black, yet upwards of 30% of the HIV/AIDS cases are in the black community here in Massachusetts.
And as the airwaves were filled with all this coverage of AIDS and HIV, we stumbled onto a story with Boston connections half a world away in Vietnam. That's where WGBH Radio's Philip Martin was working on a totally separate topic and literally bumped into a group from Boston College on a medical mission. His story makes the world seem a little smaller today.
A mile from my hotel, the taxi driver looks at the instructions again, does a U-turn, and then speeds down Saigon's main avenue. 45 minutes later, we are in the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City, which most people around here still refer to as Saigon. The driver does a zig and a zag past stores selling pots and portable stoves and through an intersection crowded with commuters on motorbikes. Then tucked away on a side street that meanders past several industrial sites, we arrive at an HIV clinic run by the Catholic Church, where I'm met by a woman named V.
Inside here have one clinic for HIV patient, and can you translate it?
Hopeful Voice.
I'm also met at the gate of the Hopeful Voice clinic by two Boston College professors, Than Tran and Rosanna DeMarco. They're leading a group of BC undergraduates on a medical mission, an eye-opener, to help dying HIV patients at the end of their lives. Learning, relating, struggling with it all, and then returning to Boston to make a difference back home.
I am an expert in the area. I've been working with black women living with HIV who are aging with the disease.
DeMarco is far from the HIV clinics of Blue Hill Avenue and the black and Hispanic women she counsels in Boston. But HIV cuts through boundaries and knows no borders.
I partnered with Dr. Tran, and we got five other students interested, and all of us came together to try to learn and see how the healthcare system works here for these patients.
Six students, with plenty of choices for a carefree summer, choose Vietnam instead, a place where HIV carries with it a stigma and a personal and cultural challenge.
Vietnam is, although stable in a sense, the rising rates around women and men who have sex with men is very significant. Thus, the stigma in the Vietnamese culture, when you are perceived as doing something wrong, like IV drugs or sex working or doing something related to the usual connotation of why people get HIV, then you become ostracized. And how painful that is in this culture, because there's so much value on family and connection.
My name is Pauline Tran.
In the doorway of a one-story suntan brick building, Pauline Tran of Worcester extends her hand. She is one of five Vietnamese-American students at BC who've returned, if you will, to a country they have never known.
I've always had like an attachment to like my background, my culture. I've always been really interested in helping the vulnerable, especially for like my family who came from something like this.
Pauline Tran's family escaped to the United States after the war. She and the other Vietnamese-American students were born in the USA. They say they have come to this HIV clinic as a way of giving back to the country of their heritage. And everyone on this trip has a role.
My name is Nguyet Chow. I'm from Worcester, Mass. I had helped translate the documents that we were using for the HIV prevention program.
They can use all the help they can get. Vietnam has very limited human resources. In a country of 89 million, about 300,000 people have been diagnosed with HIV, but there are only 1,300 health workers assigned to this population, and many of them are volunteers. But stigma is probably the greatest obstacle to controlling the epidemic, says clinic director Co Ving.
About 13 years ago, when we founded this clinic, there was no treatment for HIV here in Vietnam. And most people had no knowledge about the disease. So their own families discriminated against patients, and many of them were thrown out in the streets. Some live in the park, under the benches, and in the bushes.
We take a tour of the clinic. There are 8 beds, a needle cleaning machine, photos of Jesus and Saigon's archbishop on the wall, clothing, food, and medicine are piled in one corner, medical charts in another. Local volunteers bathe patients, hand out supplies, chart their progress or lack of, and offer moral support. BC nursing student Mary Giraldo is the only non-Vietnamese student among the 6 from the U.S.
I'm from Richmond, Virginia. I don't travel very much. And they contacted me, and I said that would be a great opportunity. Professor DeMarco, after meeting her, I was like, I can do this.
Most local volunteers here are congregants at the Catholic Church that sits on these grounds in Ho Chi Minh City. One is a former HIV patient who seems amazed by his own survival.
They gave me free medicine starting in 2004.
IV drug use in Vietnam is on the rise. So is voluntary and forced prostitution, according to the United Nations. Director Co Ving tells me of a patient who was sold by her own mother into sexual slavery across the border in Cambodia and ended up with HIV.
The young woman ended up in critical condition with tuberculosis, and I met her in a local hospital. I got her address from the hospital, and later I was looking for her, but the address wasn't clear. So one rainy afternoon, I was looking for her and found her sitting on the streets, coughing on the streets by herself. And when I saw her like that, I just could not stand it, and I used my own money to rent her a small room.
While most of the Boston College team are visitors to this faraway land, Professor Than Tran knows Vietnam well and struggles, perhaps more than we can ever know.
I was born and raised up here until I finished my high school, came to the U.S. at the end of the war. I'm always very hesitant to return to Vietnam because I belong to a different generation and a member of the Vietnamese community in the U.S.A. is extremely anti this government. But I came here with Dr. DeMarco and a group of students to learn about the healthcare system, how these people find resources under a very limited condition.
And the commitment to reducing HIV infections and the stigma of AIDS outweighs any ideological tug of war between Vietnamese Americans and Vietnam, between heritage and politics, says Tran. Rosanna DeMarco agrees and says being here offers an invaluable lesson.
No matter what the care is, whatever level it is, whatever is here or isn't here, is that when people come here and they come with their family members, they come here and they don't feel any stigma. They feel respect. When they come here, they don't have people not listening to them. They have people listening to them.
And that's perhaps the most important lesson here. These professors and their students are not missionaries. They're not here to tell Vietnamese clinicians, caregivers, and patients what to do and how to do it. Instead, they listen and learn.
As professors, we're interested in helping students not understand research like they were reading it out of a book, but understanding that it's a relationship with people who have real experiences. And in order to ask good questions and to figure out the answers to those questions, you really have to get to know the problem up close and personal.
And up close and personal, says DeMarco, is a step closer to addressing the stigma of AIDS that keeps many from admitting a problem that is worldwide in scope, from Ho Chi Minh City to Boston. In Vietnam, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And we've assembled a slideshow of the Boston College students at the Vietnam Clinic. You can see it online at WGBHnews.org. Philip returned home about a week ago and took his experience in Vietnam straight to the heart of Boston's AIDS and HIV community. And he'll have that story for us tomorrow on WGBH Radio.